Welcome to this week's edition of the Seekonk Speedway Race Day Rewind, produced by Sousa Media.
The Seekonk Speedway podcast series is a production of Seekonk Speedway and Sousa Media. For more information on Sousa Media, visit kylesousa.com. And for more information on Seekonk Speedway, visit seekonkspeedway.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Seekonk Speedway podcast series. If you've listened to all of the division previews, thank you for joining us here in the preview podcast series. Of course, we're previewing all four NASCAR Saturday divisions for the 2022 season at Seekonk Speedway, all under the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts weekly racing series banner. This podcast specifically is the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Division Preview. Thanks to Helger South Coast Power Equipment for jumping back on board in 2022, the Westport, Massachusetts company has the latest and greatest in power equipment products. You can visit them online at southcoastpowerequipment.com. The Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman is the most wide open division at Seekonk Speedway. And it's been that way for many, 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 many years. So many different contenders in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman over the course of each and every season. And this year, of course, going to be an even bigger ball game with the playoff system. Now, if you've listened to some of the other podcasts, I've kind of introduced the playoff system a little bit. I'm going to do the same here for those of you that are here for just the Sportsman podcast. Basically, the playoff system, I want to say it's a little bit similar to NASCAR, but it's also not. It has our own twist in it. Basically, what's going to happen is at the end of August, the top eight drivers in each of the championship standings at that point are going to go into the playoffs to compete for the Seekonk Speedway Drive for the Cup presented by Sunoco Race Fuels. Now, this is going to be exciting because at the end of the first round, the top six finishers out of those eight move to round two. And at the end of the second round, the final four finishers will be the top four drivers out of those six. So it's very exciting. It could create a lot of open doors, especially in our sportsman division, for some drivers that are not normally contenders for a championship that may now be contenders for a championship. Man, it's going to be exciting, in my opinion. A lot going on there. If you want to learn more about the playoff system, visit us online at seekonkspeedway.com. Not going to go into that here, as this is obviously a division preview for the Sportsman, but a lot going on with the playoff system, and excited to see that shakeout in September. Sportsman, as I mentioned, probably our most wide-open division. There's so many different drivers that I could see being in that Final Four, and so many different drivers I could see hoisting that championship come the end of September. Let's go through some of them, as I've done on some of the other podcasts, and see what you think. Chad Baxter dominated this division last year. I mean, it was not even a contest. Nobody can say anything different to that. Chad whooped everybody last year. Fast car, good setup, great driver, worked out, had everything under his belt last year, and became champion. He also won the NASCAR Division III National Championship last year. A big feat, and a very exciting one for Seekonk Speedway to have one of our drivers win a national championship. However, this playoff system may not work in his favor. Last year, he dominated with consistency in winning races. This year, he's got to do it to get to the playoffs, which I don't think he'll have a problem getting in the top eight, and then the game's on at the end of the year. He may not have a problem with that either because of the speed under the hood on that number zero. I'm sure that car will be fast again this year, expecting him to compete for the championship once again. And as far as I'm concerned, to me, he's almost a near lock for the Final Four in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman. So Chad Baxter, one to watch in 2022, expecting him to be a contender for a second straight championship in the Sportsman. How about some of the guys that competed with him last year at the front? Ed Perry, guy that's kind of quiet out there in the track. Just kidding. He is one of the most exciting drivers we have at Seekonk Speedway to watch. Slides around the track, burns it up, smoking the right rear tire. Exciting to watch. Does this playoff system fit him? I feel like Ed Perry, if he can make the Final Four, all he's going to do is have one great day, and he's the champion in the Sportsman division. I'd be watching him. I'd be watching Steve Axon, a former champion of this division. Does he return in 2022 and come back with a vengeance to pick up the 2022 Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Championship? That will be interesting to see. Steve's obviously a great competitor, picks up feature wins just about every year, and the Attleboro Mass driver, I expect him to be a contender behind the wheel of the 04. What about Craig Pianca, the Smithfield, Rhode Island native. Former sportsman winner, has always been up at the top of the championship battle, never quite had enough to win the championship consistency-wise. This playoff system may fit him great as well in the number four. I would watch for him to be a contender behind the wheel of the number four. What about Scott Cibrianski Jr., the defending rookie of the year in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman? He was fast last year, obviously picking up the rookie of the year. He was no slouch in that division. We'll see what he does behind the wheel of the number 22 this year. How about Adam Petty? Man, was he quick at the end of the year, my friends. Fast, fast car in the final couple weeks in that number 57. What does that mean for 2022? I mean, is he the guy to beat in the sportsman division other than Chad Baxter? He showed it last year. He had enough speed. We'll see if he's one of the ones we're watching come the end of the playoff season in 2022. How about a name like Colby Lambert, Sparky Arsenal, Don Perry, Chris Rio, Justin Travis supposed to be returning this year to the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman. Is he one of the favorites to go out there and pick up feature wins? I would expect him to be a contender to pick up wins in the number 45 over the course of the year. Jay Steele's registered for another year. Crystal Cyrodinsky's registered. We'll see how many races she attends behind the wheel of the number 8. How about somebody like Paul Williams? Caleb Marceau moving up to this division as a rookie contender. Mark Healy, Cody Tripp behind the wheel of the 23. Dave Gagaro Jr. in the 42. How many races does he run? How about Timmy Watson? Daniel McGee? Tom Murray in the 75? Tyler Almeida, a graduate of our Fast Friday program who's moved up into the Saturday night ranks. Is he a contender in the sportsman division this year? I mean, the list just goes on and on. The contenders in this division are really endless. And I'm happy to see we've got so many different drivers registered. You're talking nearly 40 competitors registered to race at some point. That obviously does not mean that all 40 are going to show up every week. Don't take it that way. But I do expect many of them to be there. And our sportsman division is one of the most exciting divisions in all of New England. There's no doubt about it. So I'm excited to see how it shakes out. There's probably some other names even that I didn't mention. I mentioned this division has so many open contenders. It's really wide open, in my opinion, to see who's going to be the champion in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman in 2022. Really excited to see how it plays out. And we'll see. You know, we'll be back every week, of course, here in the Race Day Rewind to talk about what happened on the track. And we'll see who these guys are that are contending at the front. And we'll get to the playoffs and see who those 8 drivers are that compete for the 2022 Seekonk Speedway Drive for the Cup presented by Sunoco Race Fuels and our champion on the track surface in the 76th year of racing. There's my take here on the early part of the season in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman. These preview podcasts are a little bit shorter than some of our other ones because it's only one division at a time. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to welcome in our first guest. We're going to have 2 guests here in the podcast. I'll kind of save on who's going to be the driver guest till we get there. But we're going to welcome the race voice, Kevin Boucher, the voice of Seekonk Speedway, who's been at Seekonk Speedway for more years than I've been alive, I think. He's going to walk us through what he thinks about the 2022 Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman and who he sees maybe being a contender at the front of the field. Think about it. Let's see what he thinks. We'll be right back around the turn here on the Seekonk Speedway Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Preview Podcast. Welcome back to the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Division Preview Podcast for the 2022 season, of course, under the NASCAR sanction and the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series. Again, want to thank Rich Helger and his team at Helger South Coast Power Equipment, located in Westport, Mass., for jumping on board again this year as the sponsor of this division. Kevin and I spoke in the late model division preview about the large amount of contenders, I guess is the best way to put it, for that championship. Kevin Boucher is joining me here in the Sportsman Division preview as well. Kevin, this may be even more wide open. I feel like there's a few of these sportsman drivers that are contenders. Chad Baxter, Ed Perry, Craig Pianca, Steve Axon stick out to me. This sportsman division, though, in general, you stack this division up against any division, for me, in the Northeast. These guys put on some of the best racing. And it might not be the same guys up front every week. I know last year was a little weird, I want to say. Chad Baxter, Ed Perry, and Craig Pianca, they seem to be there every week. But this division's got so many names that I could see in victory lane as the season gets underway.
You know, it's the toughest division that I've seen for drivers to try to crack through and pick up wins. It's one of the most competitive divisions that I have ever witnessed, and it keeps getting stronger and stronger year in and year out. And I don't see any of that slowing down this year. 2-3 wide racing down to the checkered finishes. These guys drive harder than anybody else that I've ever seen, and it's so much fun to watch. To pick a favorite is so hard to do with these guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. Chad Maxer, to me, obviously last year he showed us that he is the dominant force in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman, no doubt about it. So many wins. He won the NASCAR Division III National Championship. Big, big year for Chad Baxter. Kevin, that next group of drivers, though, to me, Ed Perry, Craig Pianca, and Steve Axon. You got three different style drivers here. Ed Perry really will just let it hang out on every single Saturday night, and however it plays out, it plays out. Craig Pianca is going to keep his car in one piece more often than not and get a consistent finish. And Steve Axon, to me, is the guy that could go up there and beat Chad Baxter straight up just on pure speed. Axon's a former champion. Always got the car. I mean, those three drivers to me seem like some of the three that I would be saying are the contenders to try to knock him off the top.
I agree with you 100% on that. When you look at Steve Axon, unfortunately, the last several years, he's been running a part-time schedule because of his kids' hockey. If he can put together a top eight run into the chase, that'll cement him into that. I see him making the final four, and if I had to put money on it, Steve would be my guy. But Ed Perry has shown that he is on top of his game, and that car has been fast week in and week out, and you're right. He lets that thing hang out every single lap.
Yeah, Ed Perry will smoke the right rear up about two laps into a feature, and still, somehow, when the checkered flag's about to come out, he's somewhere in the top five. He's hung on to it for 25 laps, and he comes back next week and does the exact same thing. One of the more exciting drivers we've had in Seekonk Speedway in a long time. All right, couple others, Kevin, we got to mention. Scott Serudinsky Jr., defending Rookie of the Year. Adam Petty had a great, great last couple weeks of the season. Chris Rio was strong again last year. I know a former winner in this division. He was impressive last year. Colby Lambert, Don Perry, Sparky Arsenault. We're not sure how many races he's going to run, but he's there. You got a guy like Tyler Almeida. Is there anybody else in the sportsman division out of those names, or maybe somebody I've missed, that you look at and say, I got my eye on that guy going into the year?
You know, I keep my eye on a lot of the drivers. I see Tyler Almeida picking up a win. I'd be surprised if he's not in the top eight. But the problem with a lot of those guys you just mentioned is the consistency. They're fast, but they're not always there at the end. Maybe putting himself in the wrong spot and getting caught up in somebody else's mess. Maybe making a wrong move somewhere along the lines. I see them having good seasons and a few of those guys getting their first win. But when you come down to the chase, I really see those four that we talked about being there.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to take some work for some of these other guys to get into the final four, but that's the beauty of the playoff system too. Somebody could sneak in there, and I could see Adam Petty sneaking in. I could see Scott Serudinsky Jr. being there. Chris Rio is another guy that may not have the blazing speed to win every week, but he seems to find his way in the top 10 more often than not. And, you know, that's a tough challenge for anybody to beat. If Chris Rio is going to finish top 10 every week, he's going to make the top eight. And he could be there when it comes time for the final four. And again, in a one-race shootout, who the heck knows what can happen, especially when they're battling for the Seekonk Speedway Drive for the Cup presented by Sunoco Race Fuels. Kevin, is there one driver you kind of look at here? Is it Chad Baxter? Of course, across all of these division previews, we've been picking the champion from last year as the guy we see as the one to beat. But again, in this one, for me, it's Chad Baxter until somebody can show me that he can beat what he's doing on a weekly basis.
If he can pull the magic that he had last year, I don't see anybody knocking him off. But if for some reason they're struggling even a little bit, I'd look at Eddie Perry at being the one to take over there because of his consistency, his driving style. The preparation is there. It's never a doubt as if the car or the driver can do it. It's whether he has luck on his side, and I can see him pulling that one out. If Chad cannot get that magic back.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair assessment. Ed Perry would be the one there for me, too. I'm watching Steve Axon. If he runs a full year and gets himself into the top eight, he'd be another one for me as the 2022 season gets underway. Well, that's it for the Sportsman Division Preview with Kevin. Thanks to Kevin for joining us. We're going to welcome in our driver guest here in the Sportsman. I'll keep you surprised on who that's going to be. Stick with me here around the turn, and we'll wrap the Sportsman Preview podcast with a competitor who's going to chase the championship. All right, welcome back for the break in the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Division Preview for the 2022 season here at Seekonk Speedway. We've chatted with Kevin Boucher here a few moments ago, and one of our guests is going to be one of those four drivers that Kevin and I kind of put in that category of ones that we thought would be in the front of the field and be major contenders for that final four. Of course, we had Chad Baxter in there, the defending champion, as number one. We had Steve Axon in there as number two. We had Ed Perry in there as number three, and this guy, Captain Fun Craig Pianca, joins us now. He's in there as our number four. Craig, I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but this playoff thing, we think you're going to fare pretty well over the course of this year and get into this final four. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a different perspective.
Now, take me through from a driver's perspective, right? So you do this for so many years, and you didn't run full-time. Take me back 2019, you only ran a select schedule. Last year, you went back full-time. You finished in the front in the points, but does this change the way you go about the year at all?
I have to really think more about the entire year. But as you're getting further and further to the end of the year, I would think your game plan needs to really change and make sure you're having the best of your best stuff going on your car, you know, tires and whatnot, to make sure that you're able to compete.
Yeah, to get into that final eight. I mean, the goal number one, obviously, is to get into the final eight. And a couple of our guests here in the preview series, we chatted with Jake Veneta in the trucks. You know, Kevin and I both felt like he was a good contender for the top eight. Ryan Van Ness in the pro stocks, we think he's right there. Reese Bogue in the late models, a rookie, but we still feel like he's there. We got you up there as well as a driver who needs to make the top eight. Do you welcome this change? I mean, you've run a lot of years under the consistency, never won the championship, but it seems to me like if you can get into the top eight, you have the speed on any given week to be able to go out there and kick everybody's butt in one 25-lap or 30-lap feature, however many laps it is at the end.
Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. This just changes things in the sense of your season's never fully over. I've had seasons where, you know, with three races to go, I had no chance of a championship and was trying to fight for top five and, you know, get respectable finishes. You know, with this, if you can make that top eight and really go for it, you know, you get a chance right in the end. It very last race, you can pull something off and really outwork everybody and take it from there.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have been working hard over the winter, obviously, just like everybody else, to get your car prepared here as we get ready for opening day. A lot of changes over the winter, or are you kind of confident in the stuff you had at the end of last year? You were going pretty good there the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. It was really the same cast of characters that seemed to emerge at the front of the field at the end.
Yeah, well, I had a little bit of an accident, like maybe six races to go, and it seemed to help my car. I don't know. After that, I don't know if it was just like a attitude like, well, I got nothing to lose or whatnot. And we did finish much better. I had some of my best races ever. It was a lot of fun. Major changes, I'm not allowed to say. Andrew Kuhn, my crew chief, will hit me in the back of the head while we're talking right now. But we're updating a little few things and making sure that you know, she's ready to go. I mean, it's number one thing that Andrew always tells me. Races are won in the garage, you know, and you gotta make sure that car's 100% and ready to go come race day.
Yeah, I mean, Andrew's got some driving experience himself and multiple feature wins, really excelled in our Fast Friday program and then moved up to the Sport Trucks where he ran pretty well. You guys seem to have a good relationship, too. It seems like you can bounce off each other and he kind of knows what to do. And it seems like you're on the same page most of the time on what you think it's going to take to get up there to the front. So is that the case there as well?
Well, you know, right after he makes sure that I remember that he has two championships and I have none, we get along great. I trust AK. He's an extremely intelligent person. And in AK, I trust is what I say. I listen to him 100%. You know, I give him some feedback here and there, but whatever he says is what I try and go for and give it to him. He's the one that's giving me the best effort for sure.
Yeah, and AK is helping you to set it up. Who else is on board here for you as we get ready to go into 2022? You always seem to have a consistent list of sponsors that's there to help you, to get you to the track, and also some crew members maybe that are there on Saturday night with you, giving up their summers. And I think we talk about it a lot with the way things work over the course of the 2022 season. It's going to be no different. These guys that work with you and really with all the race teams take a lot of time away from their family to be able to make this possible for you guys to go out there and have fun.
Yeah. Well, I got some new guys that have been helping me out on a regular basis on Tuesday nights in no particular order here. But my race shop foreman, who's Paul Silver, he's my hero, actually. He's an older gentleman that really kicks ass. He's one of my best friends. And we got three new guys, in no particular order. We have Jim Norberg, we have Mark Maddio, and we have the other guy who prefers to be called the laborer because he doesn't want to have any credit or have any guilt if something goes wrong. But his name's actually Mark Bonvila. We have some fun. It's been some really good Tuesday nights that we usually do this. And, they're rookies at it, but they're willing to do anything. And we've done a lot.
Yeah, it's important to have those people behind you. Well, what's the goal going into this year? Obviously, I think everybody's goal with this playoff system is to get to the Final Four and then see how it goes. But you've won races before. Obviously, you want to win more races. But do you feel like the next step here for you is to win this championship? I think it would kind of seal all the aspirations that you've had when you first started in this division to come out here and pick that title up this year.
You know what? It's everyone says it. You know, my goal is this, my goal is that. But honestly, if I didn't feel I had a chance to win a championship, I would not be suiting up and having my wife, Jill, that has been phenomenal in all of this, help me and do it and sacrifice Saturday nights and my kids sacrifice time. I wouldn't be doing all this if I didn't honestly feel I have a chance. You know, do I have the best chances? Especially if Chad shows up like he did last year. I don't know if anybody has that kind of chance. Kudos to him, the national champion. I'm glad and proud that I actually won a race against a national champion. Yeah. I mean, that's something you got to speak about. I really think I can compete. We're working our butts off to be even faster and better. And with some help from Taylor's Garage and Johnson's Engines and whatnot, obviously my company, Spring Villa, my staff are extremely into watching me race, and my residents are, you know, I'm doing it all for a reason. There's no doubt about it, Kyle.
Yeah, and we've come out of this COVID, hopefully we've come out of this COVID situation, and we've moved into better days. Just as we wrap here, Craig, how excited are you to get back to work here? This is, it's work, but it's also a little bit of playtime for you after a busy week to go out there on Saturday night, but all of you guys have to be thrilled. Just about anybody listening is, for us to be able to get back here and get back to work in 2022.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm excited. And, you know, the track is trying. Ed come up with this theory and this campaign here. He's trying. And I'm backing him up. I'm backing the track up. And this is what we're dealt. And this is what we got to do. If we want to win a championship, this is how we got to do it. So I'm really, really looking forward to it, Kyle. I'm glad you got a hold of me here and spent a little time with me.
Well, we're going to have some fun here coming up Sunday, May 2nd, opening day. And Craig, I'm sure we'll be chatting with you over the course of the year as well. We wish you good luck, my friend, and we'll see you there at the track. And hopefully we'll see you in Victory Lane here before long.
Awesome. Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it.
All right. That's been Craig Pianka. And with that, that is going to wrap the Seekonk Speedway Preview Podcast for the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman for 2022. Again, join us Sunday, May 2nd. Gates open at noon. Racing starts at 2. The tickets are just $15 to get in the front gate for adults. Kids 12 and under are free, and of course, parking is free as well. We have a busy, open, packed weekend to kick off 2022. You can see all of that and buy your tickets right now. Don't even worry about the lines at SeekonkSpeedway.com. For Craig, for Kevin Boucher, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, the Helger South Coast Power Equipment Sportsman Division Preview. We will see you at the track.